You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. 9 months after announcing a Rs 76,000 crore incentive scheme for development of semiconductors and display manufacturing ecosystem in the country, the Union Cabinet on Wednesday sweetened it further by making the fiscal support of 50% of project cost uniform across all technology nodes for setting up of semiconductor fabs. When the government had first announced the scheme in December 2021, it had extended financial support of up to 50% of project cost for at least two semiconductor and two display fabs for a minimum of 6 years. For others like compound semiconductor, sensor fabs, etc., fiscal support of 30% was to be offered. Minister of State for IT Rajiv Chandrasekhar said the total outlay for the package will remain the same, but harmonization of incentives to 50% will make the semiconductor policy extremely competitive and attract investment across spectrum of opportunities, namely silicon and compound fabs, packaging units, display fabs and design and innovation ecosystem. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India diktat on running account settlement is expected to result in outflows of thousands of crores in cash balances of brokers on October 7th, impacting trading volumes the next few days in the broking business. According to earlier regulations, brokers had to settle the client's unused funds lying in the trading accounts at least once in 90 days or 30 days. This was on a rolling settlement basis and referred to as running account settlement or quarterly settlement of funds. The aim was to prevent misuse of excess cash by brokers. Under the new norms, the entire industry has to do with quarterly or monthly settlement on a specific date, which is the first Friday of each quarter or the first Friday of every month. If the first Friday is a trading holiday, such settlement will happen on the previous trading day. Next up, industry. Amazon on Wednesday announced it will set up 3 solar farms in Rajasthan with a combined capacity of 420 megawatt. This will be the first time that the e-commerce major is setting up a solar farm in the country. These would include a 210 megawatt project to be developed by Renew Power, a 100 megawatt project to be developed by Amp Energy India, and a 110 megawatt project to be developed by Brookfield Renewable Partners, for which power purchase agreements have been signed, it said in a statement. Further, Amazon will also set up 23 new solar rooftop projects with the capacity to generate an additional 4.09 megawatt of power across 14 cities in India. This would increase the company's total number of solar rooftop projects in the country to 41 with 19.7 megawatt of renewable energy capacity. Moving on, in a purported bid to become self-sufficient and reduce reliance on government funds, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has proposed to levy a regulatory fee of 0.25% of the realizable value to creditors where the recovery is higher than the liquidation value of stressed assets. It has also proposed to impose a fee of 1% of the resolution cost in respect of hiring any professional or for other services. At the same time, the regulator has raised the fees it gets from insolvency professionals, IP entities, and the information utility. The new fee structures will come into force from October 1, 2022. On to economy. With the banking system liquidity slipping into a deficit, the Reserve Bank of India will conduct an overnight variable rate repo auction for Rs 50,000 crore on Thursday. Banks have been borrowing increasing amounts from the marginal standing facility window over the past week or so. On Tuesday, they borrowed a little over Rs 30,000 crore, up from Rs 11,000 crore on Monday. Moreover, over the past few sessions, the call money rate has slowly crept past the repo rate. It was 5.6% on Monday and inched up to 5.64% on Tuesday. Bhaskar Panda, Executive Vice President, Overseas Treasury, HDFC Bank, said the system was between a deficit and a little surplus. He observed that the outflow on account of advanced taxes, the pickup in credit demand, and slower pace of growth in deposits, as also the RBI intervention in the forex markets, had contributed to the shrinking liquidity. And lastly, the stock market. The market following weak global cues is expected to open in the red as trends in SGXC Nifty indicate a gap down opening for the broader index in India with a loss of 121 points. The BSE Sensex fell 263 points to 59,457, while the Nifty 50 declined 98 points to 17,718 and formed decent bearish candle on the daily charts amid volatility. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.